1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. 8:21 this morning, we'll talk about Swim Across America with Christy Frazier, Nancy Carr. WGCH, your center time 7:51, fourth Thursday of each month. We check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Legislative update. Good morning, Representative Arzino. How are you doing today?
Hello, good morning, Tony. Good morning to you and to your audience. Doing very well, and you?
Doing well. All right. Give us your impressions of the session. How do you think it went?
Well, let me make a few comments on my take out of the session and my first year as a state representative for Greenwich. And number one is the way that the House, at the end of the sessions, when we close sessions, the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader refer to the minority party, to the other party. How well they work together, how everyone, the collaboration between both, and also the way that Vincent Candelora, the minority leader in the House, refers to how he's received his comments and received incorporated into bills, and that for me to see that is a, as I said it before, a fresh of a wayfarer. And second, my takeout is coming from the orientation what we got at the very beginning by the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader. And they told us, to the freshman class, they told us, first, keep your remarks short and to the point, and listen more than talk. Second, if you are planning to introduce the concept bills, be prepared to accept comments and changes. If not, please do not waste the legislator times. 90% of the bills that we will be passing at the end of the session will be bipartisan. So we can talk certainly about the budget that certainly was bipartisan, and we can talk about some bills that didn't pass. I was excited, especially in the environmental committee, in the environment committee, on certain bills at the beginning of the sessions that didn't pass, died in between, and I learned too that sometimes takes two or three sessions for to bring and approve bills at the House. I mean, sometimes in the first sessions they do not succeed, but on the second or third try, probably will be passed with changes, improvements, and comments. So that is my big takeouts on what I had seen in Connecticut, how the state is doing, how we are working together, and as I said at the very beginning, the way that the House Minority Leader referred to us and to the House Majority Leader and to the Speaker of the House, and how Representative Ritter and Rojas refer to Vincent Candelora and his team and legislators.
Representative, from the Environment Committee, what particular bills did you support that didn't get by, but you think might in the future?
Well, there are two bills. They are the neonicotinoids, just banning the use of neonicotinoids at the residential level, and the banning of the use of rodenticides also at the residential level. So those are two bills that that die. I think that the Bear bill passed with some changes that we didn't expect it, but we accepted. Just to give you an example of certain issues. Also, when we go to organic waste separation, I think that we expected some kind of a fiscal note for municipalities just to promote municipalities to start the separation of organic waste. Waste is an issue in the state. In this session, didn't pass. I mean, yes, the certain bills pass, but without the fiscal note. So it will be up to the municipalities to introduce changes in the way that they recycle and in the way that they will start separating organic waste.
When you say fiscal, when you say fiscal, you mean the funding for the bills,
yeah, the
right?
funding, right. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Correct. No, you are 100% right. And on the budget side, all of us, we expected for certain, especially on education, maybe early childhood, we expected a bit more. But here, I was talking a few days ago to the president of one of the largest non-profits in Greenwich, not United Way, another one, and he had been in finance all his life. So he asked me, what do you think about the budget? I said, well, it's good. We didn't get all what we expected, and we didn't get everything. And he looked at me and said, oh, Hector, you didn't get everything. It's a good budget. So that is telling me that it's a good budget. Not everyone wants and gets what they expected. It's a very good budget. So, and he's right, and he's right. Mm-hmm. I think that the budget keeps on line of what our Governor Lamont, is doing, the path that he's showing us in terms of fiscal responsibility in our state. And we can talk about affordable housing and housing, the housing bills.
I'm gonna cut you off there, Representative. We'll save that for next time because we're out of time here. July we'll talk more about it. Okay.
Very good.
Appreciate your time
Happy
this morning.
To do it, Tony.
Great.
You're welcome.
Good to talk to you.
You're welcome. And nice to talk to you. And have a great weekend.
Yep. Same to you. That is State Representative Hector Arzino joins me on.